Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, a few years ago when the Obama phone lady video came out, we played it on air and we made fun of it. But I make fun of myself as well. Remember when I had a 6X pair of underwear on my head a few weeks ago, making jokes. But then, you know, at the same time, it was empathy and sadness at you being conned. I've been conned in my life as well. And what I like to do is explain to people how they don't need to get conned down the road. And none of us are perfect. We're taking phone calls for you from Logan, Jerry, Austin, Dan, and others. Logan, finish up your point that you were making.
So we have to look at those assassinations of our people's leaders. And JFK was going to get rid of the IRS, disband the Federal Reserve, start to reissue Lincoln Liberty dollars.
Cut taxes, also, get us out of the Vietnam War.
Right, correct. And then also give us, as American citizens who pay taxes, 0% interest loans for 30-year fixed rate.
And real civil rights. He, not that he was even perfect. He went, you mean I can cut taxes by half and double receipts? I mean, we could just totally take over? And the insider groups didn't want the old policy of American prosperity to continue, so they killed him better than a hammer.
We didn't owe the Federal Reserve a VIG on top of every dollar that's printed. If we owned that bank and it was not a quasi-federal institution, you know, because it's really not federal, which everybody knows, you know, we wouldn't owe that to anybody. We would be the richest nation in the world, far beyond what we've ever
absolutely
accomplished.
Absolutely, and that's why they killed Kennedy, who was no angel by a long shot. His brother, Bobby, it was declassified, it was on PBS a few years ago on Frontline, wanted to blow up the Honduras embassy, kill our people, and blame it on them to invade them. Because they were going communist, and I could see the argument to do that, stop the communists, you know, kill a few of your own people, but you just can't do stuff like that, and his brother said no. But that just gives you an idea of how ubiquitous false flags are. Great point, I appreciate your call. Dan in Ohio, you're on the phone with Obama phone lady.
All right, now.
Let me hear it.
Oh, yeah, how you doing? I'm in your backyard. I'm in Akron, Ohio.
All right.
And you understand how Channel 19 news is not fair and accurate? They came down here to my hometown to interview me because I'm an artist and I do street art, and I did anti-Obama posters and signs. I had Obama, like he's on his political campaign posters with his face, and I had him on a red communist flag with a hammer and sickle back in 2010, warning people he's a communist. Then I had his pants down, and I had Michelle Obama standing next to him with his dress up, with her dress up, with their face glued on to those cardboard characters, and people were mad as hell, but they came and looked at that and, you know, was mad as hell. Then now I got a poster or a mural showing how Obama is leading us to destruction. He's standing in front of the whole planet Earth. He's got a nuclear bomb explosion going off underneath him. He's got an Israeli tank. I got the last Pope on there. And I got Washington, D.C. burning. I got
well, listen, where do we see this? Do you have a website? Or tell us the name of the newscast, because I want to see it.
It was Channel 19 News. It was that Puerto Rican newscaster that came down to...
No, I know, but you just remember the headline. It'll be something like, you know, street artist attacks Obama or defiles the precious God. I mean, what was the headline?
Yeah, it's on their... archive.
Do this. Okay, send a link to showtips at InfoWars.com. Because if we'd have known the headline, we'd have shown some of that. Very interesting, sir. You're saying they came and spun the whole thing. Yeah, they always act like if you have free speech, it's bad. Like, you're supposed to only worship the president. Doesn't matter. No. You have free speech. More calls coming up.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Austin in Ohio, you're on the phone with Michelle, a.k.a. Obama phone lady. Was here in Austin visiting. I think we'll visit with her once a year or so to just see how her journey of awakening takes place. But behind the scenes, she's a lot more talkative. She's a pretty smart lady when it comes to relationships and stuff like that and life and street smarts. Austin in Ohio, what's your question or comment?
So I just have one comment. I moved to California for a year when I was 18, and jobs down there were pretty hard to get, good paying jobs. So I went and applied for food stamps, and I went there and I got it. And as soon as I left that place after sitting there for 6 hours, I went straight home and I started crying, and I just cut the food stamp thing up because the whole problem with America and this welfare system is there's no pride anymore. There's no pride in knowing that you can survive in this country without having to take handouts from others.
Listen.
Now, granted, there are a lot of people who need it, like Obama phone lady who has kids and she's a single mother. I understand that, but most of it is just because people don't have the pride to work for themselves and fend for themselves. So we have enabled the government to do all this to us.
No, I hear you. You know, my parents were the type that advised me about politics and life and science and things, but they didn't ever really hold my hand. And when I was 18, my mom came in and said, it's time for you to move out. We'll help you get an apartment, but you got jobs. That's it. Goodbye. That was it. My dad helped me set up a computer for my first shopping cart and helped me with some of the technical stuff like that. Once I'd already become somewhat successful and needed his help, and then helped me hire employees and stuff. We're going back like 18 years now when I first started getting to that level, been on air almost 20. But I remember when I was first going to community college to see if I wanted to go to college. My dad said it might not be good for you. You might want to be an entrepreneur. You might want to go start a company. Probably make more money doing that. So I was going to just check out what I liked. I remember going in and they said, you know, so you got two jobs, you're not making that much money, and your parents aren't helping you, and you're not getting scholarships. Well, we're just going to give you student aid. And you're 18 years old. You go, okay. And they sent me over to some state agency, and I'm in there, and they're about to sign me up to have my tuition paid for. And you know what I did? I got up and I left. And then a semester later, they start calling me going, no, we just did it anyways. It was paid for. And then another time I lost a job and they said, it's all right, we're just laying you off. Go sign up for unemployment. I said, no, I'm going to get another job. And I'm not knocking people that go and do the other thing. It's just that they were always, it was like in high school, my last year there, I had too many credits. And so they put me for two periods a day as a teacher's aide, taking notes around the school or unloading pallets of paper or whatever for the office. And I don't know why I'm even telling these stories. And the nurse calls me in, and she was a blonde, and first she kind of hit on me. She was in there in the office. She goes, by the way, you like speed, you like drugs, and I was in super good shape. I said, oh, do I look like I'm on drugs, lady? And then she said, well, listen, I take Ritalin myself, and I've got a number to a psychologist here, or PhD or whatever. You ought to get on it. And then I learned she was doing it to everybody else that was coming in there. I mean, they're just trying to get you on Ritalin, trying to get you on welfare. They want to get the troops on it because then they can label you. Yeah. And then that goes in your database and you don't get as many jobs. I'm sorry, caller, I'm ranting, but I hear your story. Michelle, any comments on that?
I agree to it. Just like you said, it's got to start somewhere.
Well, they saw it as, quote, helping me. Like, oh, you're here, go talk to the school about what you ought to sign up for or whatever. It was like, oh, these are the different services. Go talk to them. And it was just immediately. And then I'd go to the ACC classes. It didn't matter if it was, math or Texas history or psychology.
Get you on that rhythm.
They would immediately just say, world government is good. Guns are bad. White people are fundamentally evil. And it was just, I'm like, what is this place? I'm living in the Soviet Union. Thank you, Austin. Let's go to Jerry in New York. Anybody want to ask a question of Obama phone lady? Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm going to give a quote and then just a little explanation and have a comment on what I say. I'm giving a quote from Gerald Ford. A government that's big enough to give you everything you want is a government that is big enough to take everything from you. And I basically had to go into senior housing because I'd been out of work for 2 years, and I got laid off from a job that a big company that basically had illegals basically telling stories about how they bought their citizenship or the green card or this and that. I was laid off as an American because I didn't like it. I didn't think on anybody, but they always feared that I might think on somebody. So I was the guy laid off that couldn't get the job back. Then I go into senior housing, and they tell me because I'm trying to be an entrepreneur and make some money on the side that I have to write a document that I'm not going to work anymore, anytime, any conditions if I want to stay in senior housing. So now I'm basically blackmailed. Well, if I try to make money and get back on my feet,
exactly.
I don't have housing.
Exactly. I would all be for state or local welfare if it was designed to get you on your feet and doing well, and then, oh, we're going to give you this money and go make money.
Right.
But then they never let you get to that point.
No. They get you enough where they can hang you. Get you. You know, like you said about that Ritalin, when you was going to school, trying to educate yourself.
Well, the first time was sixth grade where a couple of kids that had flunked three grades were trying to beat me up, and I beat them up in Coach Webb's PE class. She was the female Webb. Her husband was the head football coach for the varsity football team later. and I was under him later. But the point was that she was there. She's even still alive. She tells stories. She was pretty old then. And they called me in. They said, your son keeps beating people up. And my dad goes, well, they're starting fights with him.
Right.
And they said, well, listen, he needs to be on Ritalin. Or we're going to call in social services. My dad said, look, bring it on. But I mean, and then later again, I'm a senior, and the woman's hitting on me and pushing it on me. I mean, this country is just fried.
Fried.
Jerry, I hear you. God bless you. Brad in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. And hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I really want to speak to. I really respect your fortitude for being on the air. And I have heard that there is a there's the potential that there would be more harm caused to the black community than to the white community. Oh. I am a retired druggist. That kind of ages me. I'm a pharmacist. And I was in the integration process back in the late 60s. Mm-hmm. And I remember how hard it was on us as students because of what the government was doing. Now you're faced with Hispanics being integrated into the system as well. And with the obvious reality of gangs, how do you feel? How does the black community feel? Are you do you feel under duress? Are you frightened? What's up with
education? I feel betrayed. I feel let down, betrayed. You know, you imagine a person making $15 an hour working for the government. He said he's going to do this and do that. And I know, you know, a lot of things people say you can't believe, but you're the president. And then I'm still struggling, and now I'm down from 15 to 850. Could you imagine? You sucks. That sucks. You know, and he could have made a way where the skills he gave me to work for him for $15, I'm going to put...
Well, what about the trillions to foreign banks that then devalued the dollar? Why not just hand out money to the people? That would get the economy going. I'm not even endorsing that, but it's the worst of the worst. When you really study it, they want us poor, they want us dumbed down, they want us by the short hair. They want us by the short hairs.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, that's why I say you got to keep praying for God, not the president, because they, you know, now they say look up to the police. Police there to help you. You know, now police want to do harm. You know, you don't know who to look up to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really had trust in with the president.
We are becoming a barbarous nation.
It's like they're using us for soldiers, like I'm a dummy and you're the pimping me.
Well, what you are is food.
Yeah, I'm fooled out.
See, if they can get you under their control and keep some of the money they're supposed to be giving you and then make you dependent on them, their job's set.
Right.
Then they don't have to compete with you. Let's go to Fabian in FEMA Region 5. You're on the phone. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, it's actually a woman.
Well,
I got
hey,
one
good.
Of those names that everyone...
No, I apologize. I didn't know if it was male or female. I'm just kind of out of it after 3.5 hours.
That's true. It goes back to the old Fabian of the Route 66 days.
Oh, I got it. Fabian. Got it.
But no, mine's with a V as in Victor in the middle.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I was just calling to, you know, I love Michelle.
Thank you so much.
She's got such a bright, sweet look in her eyes. I just love her, but... You know, I'm just wondering, Michelle, if you really understand, you know, how things work with the government. I think sometimes people think that there's a money tree that grows on the lawn of the White House and that all Obama has to do is just go pick some and go send it out to...
But he ain't even got to pick none. All he got to do is sign your name. He the president. He knows plenty of people. If I can show
but
you...
But see, there's people producing things, and then government steals that. And then as government grows, it doesn't produce anything, then the country collapses.
Well, see, that's what's happening, I think, now. Because some things, they keep saying, well, he signed it, it didn't go through. He did it, it didn't go through. That's some bull. You know what I'm saying? Just flat out, that's some bull. You weird.
Anyways, but do you understand what she's saying about societies that start doing handouts?
Yeah. I understand about that.
Baby, and anything else you want to add?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I believe in a safety net to help people, you know, who have really hit bottom. But, you
but
know,
not a spider's web to entangle you?
Well, I mean, it can be, but, you know, the person has to be able to take responsibility for their own actions. I mean, it was Michelle's decision to have 5 children.
Yes, it was. And
we're going to skip this break, go to the bottom of the hour.
But by it being my decision to have the 5 children, where is my decision where I can at least get food for my kids? What, you going to let them starve? You know?
to feed your kids, you don't have five kids. You only have one, perhaps, because you only have the money to feed one.
Well, we all make mistakes, just like he made a mistake, Obama. You
right.
know what
and
I'm saying?
So
that
I'm
was
saying,
in the past, you know, with the
well,
five
whatever,
kids. Now they're here. You know, where's the help? I got two legs, two hands. I'm ready to work, you know.
Have you seen the video of the lady that has 18 kids, though, and she's there griping at the government saying, get me more money?
Or help me.
Have you ever seen that video?
I've seen it.
Guys, look that up. Woman with 18 kids wants help. I think it was in Florida. I don't think you're in that position. The way it's advertised early on was, have more kids, you'll get money, and you can get them in school, and then they'll have a future. I want a bunch of kids. I got three. I get that. I don't fault people who want to have kids. I don't get the Democratic Party pushing incentives to get people to have kids, but then setting up abortuaries to try to abort as many as they can. It's like mixed signals. It's full-spectrum dominance. And then later, cutting the welfare back where the kids then turn to crime. It's just, it's like the most evil things they could do with the Republican leadership they do.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's so sophisticated.
So much of that where I live at. So much of that. I mean, like I was telling you, I got five kids, and I grew up in a low-class area. Now my son is a VA social worker. He got kids. He got three, two, and one more on the way. And by both of them working, it's still hard, but they're maintaining. See, when you maintain and you're barely making it with two, because, you know, in the Bible it say you must be married before you have babies. I think everyone that went out of the wedlock of God and didn't marry before you have babies, you're going to have problems. I had five and never been married, so I was going to have some problems. But where it come to sign your name, here's a check and then some stamps to help you get on your feet. 36 months, you're on your
own. I know, but here's the deal. All over the place, there are people that can't pay their property taxes, and they come and they auction your house. And if you don't leave it, a SWAT team comes
and board it up.
And then a lot of times they kill you.
Right.
So they kill people to get taxes to have welfare. So what about the people the IRS pulls the ring off their finger, and the IRS SWAT teams hit people, and they're not real courts, not real trials? See, what about that? What about people in France? The Socialist Party last year raised taxes on the middle class to 101%. So you have to pay everything you make and more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ultra-rich are tax-exempt. They have Swiss bank accounts and all. It's a big scandal. And the socialist leadership has Swiss bank accounts. So they raise taxes 101% only to selectively shut down all their competition.
Mm.
Do you think that if a person had competence, maybe 100% isn't enough?
Right.
Maybe we make them slaves. Maybe if you're a doctor or an electrician, you haven't given enough to the state. Maybe you should actually be put back out in the field. I'm talking about people that are paying taxes. When is taxation slavery? How much? I mean, how high should it be?
I can't really say it. I know it's high, though, right? Taxes?
Yeah, I mean, the average person who's middle class is paying about 60-70%.
Right.
In France, it's 101%.
It's a lot.
I'm not joking. We can put the Forbes headline
that's
up.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But they say that's a rich town, so you're going to pay high taxes, right?
Well, but I mean, 101%?
Ooh, that's high.
Well, I mean, how do you pay 100%? You don't. You shut down, you go on welfare.
Right, because you can't afford it.
Now, that could never happen if the political elite weren't exempt.
Mm-hmm.
It's the discrimination. There's the headline. French tax soars over 100%. It's the discrimination. We're all taught it's about what color we are or where we're from, or if a man's a man, it hurts women somehow. If men just need to go die in a ditch, that empowers women. That's just because the state doesn't want women having men around to be, you know, to team up with them.
Right.
And that was CIA declassified. And they've wrecked society. They've done a great job. This is why they're known as the devastators. They rule. You know, and they control because they're so vicious, but pose and act trendy and have beards and socks that don't match and go, trendy. When they're psych warfare commanders putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, they rule terra firma through solid murder operations of total commitment to Satan. That's why they're so powerful.
Mm.
And people are naive to it. And so as long as Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are tax exempt, they're going to lobby to raise my taxes so I can't hire people and pay them well, and can't give bonuses out, and can't hire more reporters, and can't supplant them. Because MSNBC under GE is tax exempt. I'm not.
Right.
I pay 40% federal tax to the private Federal Reserve. I pay Texas franchise tax. I pay all sorts of other hospital district taxes, sales taxes, property taxes, fines and fees tagged onto every bill.
Mm-hmm.
And when the bureaucrats show up here, they tell me, you work for us. Mm. They come in here and they hate me that I hire people. And they hate me that I work hard. And they hate me that I'm smart. And they're going to bring me down because misery loves company. That's what you told me earlier. You said it's crazy how these women go out and tell women that are married, get rid of your husband, because they want to basically bring them down. Misery loves company. You understand that?
That's just like you hang with a girl that can ride horses, and I can't ride one. If I keep going to that horse place with her and riding them horses, eventually I'm going to be just like her. Same thing. Birds of the feather flop together. You don't mess with people that ain't doing what you're doing. I had to cut them all loose because I feel...
You were telling me, these women tell you all the time, don't be with Harvey. Get rid of your man.
Man, he ain't nothing.
Because they don't have one.
And we can party. We can do this. But then at the end of the day, I got somebody to hug, somebody to make me smile, somebody to make me feel good. Darn what you say. Because if you keep listening, just like I listened to that old man in back of you now, Obama... And keep listening and worked hard. I was skinny when I was working for him. I'm big as a cat now. But if you keep listening to people, it steer you wrong. All wrong.
Well, the women's magazines say the thing to do is divorce your husband. All of it's the trendy thing to do. All these divorced women go around telling any woman they know that's married, just sit there lying to them.
But you know what? They miserable. Miserable. Do you know it's a saying is in the Bible? I had to really learn this from church because I never knew you must be married to have a baby. If you unmarried without a baby, you're going to have a lot of problems. I swear, with five kids and three different baby daddies, I ain't had nothing but problems. But now the relationship I am in today is marriage. And it's everything going to have its ups and downs, but it's better with this one.
Well, statistically, children are 4 to 5 times more likely to end up in prison or on drugs.
Right.
If they come from a single-parent home, and the media goes, oh, you're being racist against single mothers. No, I'm not. We're talking about statistics, and so we don't judge people that are from single families. We try to work with the communities to strengthen families because that's what works.
That's what works. I was a single parent with 5 kids, and ain't man one of my thieves, drug dealers, or none of that, because they seen how
that is really hard to do.
And they 4 young men.
Well, you beat the statistics.
But I also...
Well, I think that's a testament to you that your kids have got good jobs and are...
Well, they doing the best they can for the shape they in, but they ain't in jail, they ain't got no felonies, none of that. One of mine does, just one, out of 5. But I thank God, and I'm not going to wood, and I'll stay straight. And some things, because the long run, like I was saying about the long run, at the end of the day, we eating bologna and potato chips. You feel me? At the end of the day, we all full, and it went down the same way. That's how I look at life today. At the end of the day, I ain't got to have no steak. Like I just told you, I ain't got to stay in the Radisson. Man, I sleep in that truck. Can I get them ends too? I'm real. You know, because the Radisson wasn't all that because of the name. The name say Radisson. How you going to go stay in a hotel and you got a man, he can't tell me where's the swimming pool because he don't understand what I'm saying. Where they do that at? Where they do that at?
No, it's a Tower of Babel. The centralized technocracy robot command force scientifically attacking us, doing everything it can to confuse us and make sure we're all broke up. Don't have a man. Don't have a wife. Don't take care of your kids. Can't speak English. They tell the immigrants.
Bible first.
They tell the immigrants, don't learn English now.
Ooh.
Because that's the world language. They don't want them to be successful.
Right.
They want a permanent. They want a permanent underclass.
Right. Well, they could just say, do this, do that, do that. Like you ever sit at a store or something and they talking all this English and you don't understand them, but really they're cussing you out. You ever been through that? I was back the day when we went to Texas.
Yeah, no, my cousin speaks fluent Spanish, so he gets to hear it.
And we're at the bank, and the lady busy talking, and I'm looking at Harvey like, my ideas and everything. I'm from Cleveland, you know, I'm trying to explain to the lady.
Yeah, you can't cash a check, but illegal scam without ID.
Right.
Because, again, it's discriminatory. But only because it's an economic war. It's not the fault of the people south of the border. They're being exploited. They're being set up. Like there's cheese on a mousetrap. I'm sorry, the other callers, Alex, Chris, and Andrew. I'm just out of time. I'm exhausted. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I meant to get to this video of the UN spokesman crying on camera over Gaza school attack. That's up on Infowars.com. It's pretty powerful. The culture shock is so great that the Washington Times is reporting there's criminal investigations going on, saying that the Border Patrol didn't do a good enough job at these facilities because it was crap all over the floor. But that's because the people at the facilities have never had a toilet.
Right. So where else do they going to use it? That's
well, I mean, again, if you say use the toilet, it's racist.
Right.
All right. So crap on the floor, folks. We'll see you Sunday.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ebola, largest health emergency drill in history, underway in New York City. My Fox New York reports. Medications dispensed, bioterror response prepared by regular Army and National Guard. American Ebola patients returning to USA, Atlanta hospital to treat. Trump warns, keep them out. Airports on alert to look for symptoms. Feds to test vaccine on humans. Look out. Stricken doc gives experimental serum to coworker. WHO, that's the World Health Organization, warns virus could spread to other countries. Catastrophic loss of life. 100-plus health workers infected. Europe and Asia on alert. Meanwhile, 92 million-plus Americans are not working. That's increased by 11,472,000 CNS News reports since Lord Obama got into office. Mission complete. Cloward and Piven shut the economy down, raised taxes and fines and fees hidden in the market to where the working poor can no longer support themselves and are forced to go on welfare as a supplement to working. Largest health emergency drill in history underway. The New York City Department of Health will be conducting a massive emergency preparedness drill at 30 facilities across the city on Friday. And we wondered why they were checking with all the cemeteries around the country with those secret documents we got from mass graves, a million people per cemetery a few years ago. And we wondered all the body bags and coffins and the rest of it. And again, if you don't know that the globalists are completely capable of releasing weaponized Ebola in the United States or Europe to totally take over, that could be their false flag. And of course, they'll have a cure for themselves. And they've already done thousands of admitted lethal tests on citizens, troops, you name it. I remember 5 years ago it came out in Bloomberg that they gave 40 homeless people in the Czech Republic an experimental flu vaccine and more than half of them died. And then it turned out that's probably what actually spread the real flu. But again, I mean, they'll kill homeless people in a big pharma test, but they wouldn't release Ebola. They'd shoot Guatemalans and black people up in this country in a secret program telling it was a vaccine. It was really live microscopic worms. You know it is syphilis. Brain-eating worms. They'd do that, and they'd be... I mean, they're still doing secret experiments on our troops today that kill them. But, hey, they're not suspects to ever be behind Ebola. They wouldn't use that to bring in total control. By the way, Obama signed an executive order. It's up on Infowars.com. It's definitely tied to Ebola. We should add that to the headline. Obama signs executive order to detain Americans with respiratory illness. We're going to be covering that. And then coming up in the next hour, while all this is happening, our border is the most open border in the world now, because once you get here, you're legalized for at least 3 years to 5 years, and you're given visas and driver's license. And with the driver's license in now seven states, from Colorado to California, you're allowed to vote with the driver's license, which is a felony, but no one enforces it. Can you see the war-gamed, computerized takeover? This has all been planned out. I don't know if it's going to be a nuke in New York City or Ebola or a dollar collapse or the borders completely collapsing with a whole nother giant wave that makes this one look tiny. What we know is that's already happening. The dollar declining is happening. Starting war with Russia is happening. Turning Al-Qaeda and ISIS loose everywhere is happening. FBI setting up checkpoints and basically federalizing police and just showing up from the East Coast to the West Coast to the Midwest, running martial law drills publicly. It's all moving into high gear. And it's like being in a bullet train that goes 200 miles an hour. It starts off at 5 miles an hour, and then 10 miles an hour, and then 50, and then 100, and then 150, and then 200, and then 250, and you just can't believe how fast it's going. We've had about 75 miles an hour, and there's a lot more to go on the speedometer. I mean, it's just starting to hammer up. It's like being in a high-powered 600-horsepower sports car, and you just can't believe how it's hammering down the highway, going faster and faster. The fastest car I was ever in, I wasn't driving it. Charlie Sheen was driving his 600-horsepower Porsche, and just for about 10 seconds, he hammered it down on the highway, and it was going like 150 miles an hour. Just right off the ramp, boom, 150 miles an hour. Just bam, would have kept going right over 230 miles an hour on the speedometer. And that's the same feeling, is just being pressed back in your seat. And the general public's like, hey, football, hey, baseball, hey, basketball, everything's fine. No, everything's not fine. Again, I've got three family members. My great uncle, we didn't know what was going on at that time. They all lived in the same neighborhood, on the same ranch. But the ranch houses were all built up on the road. My great uncle got a respiratory thing, went in the hospital, died. Then Peter, my cousin, got it, died at home. My uncle was taking care of him, and then he died. It took him a month to die. And again, I just bring that up because if there's a real Ebola outbreak, you probably won't even know about it. They've had black plague, bubonic plague popping up, record number of cases in places like Colorado. It made the newspapers a month ago or so just a few times. I mean, TB is spreading everywhere, flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, all of it, and it's hardly even an issue. And that's my point, is that there it is, three more diagnosed with rare plague in Colorado. And they just call it the plague. That's Reuters. ABC News also reports. But notice they spin it now. Possible bubonic plague death in Colorado. They know exactly what the Black Death is. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. By the way, we have Gravedigger in the computer. I want to go out with that. John Harmon, I think it's in your computer up there at the network, or it may be in our computer. Or just pull up Gravedigger, whoever wants to do it. Because I want to go out with about 2 minutes of Gravedigger. Gravedigger, when you dig my grave, will you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. Hieronymus Bosch, the German painter, painted that. You say we couldn't see because it was night? Day came back for that. I'm going to stop quoting poetry here, ladies and gentlemen. These are the times that poetry comes to the tongue. Oh, it was dark. The day came back for that. The black sunshine. Ring around the rosy. Ring around the pustule. Pocket full of posies. Ashes to ashes. We all fall down. 500 years ago, they'd have the kids dance in circles and just embrace that the Black Death was coming their way. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. And the globalists are enamored with the Black Death. Some estimates are killed as much as 40% of Europe, at least a third. Because the Renaissance came out of that, but not because it reduced population, but because it wiped out the elites. And that's what most historians, you dig into it. It shut down the monopolies and the fact that labor was so cheap in the monopolies. And a lot of people in the countryside who were taking herbs survived. This is on record. And so that's why a Renaissance began. Because guilds were allowed to form that weren't controlled by the central groups, and trade began. And then trademarks began, and then the modern age of commerce began. And it would be called tyranny compared to many of the liberties we've enjoyed, but compared to the old tyranny of the Dark Ages, it was a great boon. But the elite, you can read their writings, are obsessed with the Black Plague, and they talk about how wondrous it'll be once a super plague is released and the vast majority of the world population is reduced down to nothing. And to give you a subconscious acceptance of it, you see countless History Channel, Discovery Channel shows, The World Without People. They cover it, all the big nightly entertainment shows, the comedy late shows. They have the authors on about, let's all be honest, it'd be better with no humans on Earth. We're like rats. We're scum. So that you all believe you're trash, so you all accept you're worthless, and just prepare. 800-259-9231. I want to talk about Ebola, but I want to talk about what's even more important, the real plagues we know are already here of drug-resistant disease. That if you talk about it, that even more of it's pouring in from south of the border where it's completely out of control, you're racist, according to Geraldo Rivera. No, Geraldo, I don't want anybody overusing antibiotics. I don't want our big pharma selling it to the big agra to feed it to pigs, chickens, and cows, so then I eat it, and so my immune system's lowered. And I don't want the Latin American poultry and produce coming in that's even worse. It's not because I don't like brown people, Geraldo. I know it must be easy for Geraldo just to say everybody's racist if they don't accept open borders, to actually have to think about it. And Geraldo's smart. He knows he's playing race politics. But, Geraldo, if one of your kids gets TB, you're going to change your mind? Drug-resistant TB, and they have to be locked up for the rest of their life? How's that sound? Because, you know, this is reality, folks. This isn't a game. I don't want to just sit here and attack Geraldo Rivera. But he's full of bull. To quote Dan Rather, he's full of prunes. And, again, if we should be so open, how about I get to move to Guatemala and get everything paid for if I want? Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We'll look more at the situation on the border when Chris Burgard joins us, who's been doing amazing documentary news shoots down on the border. He got the interview with Zach Taylor, the head of the Major Border Patrol retiree union and a former senior Border Patrol officer. He's the one that broke down with military precision from the military handbooks. Of course, he has a military background. That this is asymmetrical warfare, and that's what I've been calling it. This is war. That's not rhetoric. This is war. This country is under attack right now by the globalists. Just like Mexico's been under attack by them with destabilization, the globalists take countries down. I'm getting chills, folks, because it's so clear. They take countries down with chaos. Can people not understand that? While they're safe in their government and corporate compound reservations, they bring everything down on us via siege. It's political control. That's why Israel, a former Israeli government, I'm not saying Hamas works for Israel. I'm not saying Hamas is good. What I'm saying is Hamas was founded in the mid-1970s. That's Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, not my opinion, face it, by Israel. Why? To destabilize nonviolent Palestinians so that they wouldn't look legitimate. Like Mahatma Gandhi let the British beat him upside the head with big cane poles, not because he was a wimp, but because he was so strong. Say what you want about him, but the guy dozens and dozens of times would let them basically knock all his teeth out and beat him. But he did that because he knew that the age of the press had come and it was all being exposed and they were losing every time he took a punch. You got no one to hold them, no one to fold them, no one to walk away, no one to run. We try to stop them starting a civil war. We try to stop them starting a physical war being nonviolent. If they start it successfully and are hunting us down and grabbing us, then you know what happens. The gloves are off, and it's very sad. It's just self-preservation. The globalists will get what they want in a giant civil war that will wipe out the police, the military, and the patriots. They'll just simply turn the power off for a year in most areas of the country, and then the general public will beg for UN troops in phase two. I'm trying to stop that. We're going to go to break with Gravedigger. We're going to come back with your phone calls. But we're going to look at everything happening with the border and more. Chickenpox outbreak puts illegal immigrant facility on lockdown. Colorado overwhelmed by immigrant license requests. They give them licenses. Illegals. Immigrants to be housed in suites near San Antonio. With cable, flat-screen TVs, beauty salon, you name it. Immigrant Detention Center, again, has hair salon. Again, this is a magnet to suck them up here to overwhelm the welfare system and collapse it. They're just being used. And so we're not just digging the grave on the Republic. We're digging the grave on prosperity. We're digging the grave on stability. And we're bringing in a very scary world. All because the general public didn't think they had any power or didn't want to change anything. We'll let Willie Nelson take us out. We'll take two segments of phone calls on Ebola. You think it's a big deal or not? And then we'll come back with our guest in the next hour. We'll be back.
Nine and three is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Young's live forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow?
So I can feel the rain.
So I can feel the rain.
Grave digger. Well, folks, if you've given up, go ahead.
Your Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow?
So I can feel the rain.
Oh, but I can feel the rain. Grave digger. Ring around the roses, pocket full of roses, ashes, ashes.
We all fall down.
We all fall down.
Death is the great unifier.
Grave.
So is life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now, if a child is missing, the FBI comes in and shuts down an entire town, searching everyone and putting black X's on their hands at highway checkpoints. It's not like they get a tip that the child's coming down a certain road and then you block it. That'd be probable cause. No, we just checkpoints at every exit of the town, search everyone. And, of course, it doesn't find the child. Just like locking down half of Boston and searching everyone, didn't find the patsy who was in a boat outside the ring that they were searching. But it's control. But the border's wide open. Thousands of kids have been missing and dug up in mass graves. Thousands. Look it up. Just on the Texas border. Oh, there's no checkpoints down there. No, I mean, there's not going to be any, oh, you're illegal? Let us put you on a bus and bus you wherever you want to go. Rahm Emanuel wants you. It's all a giant fraud. Oh, we're going to spy on everything you do warrantlessly to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. Oh, really? Who runs Al-Qaeda? Who funds them? Who gives them missiles? Oh, we do. We're Homeland Security. We're NATO. And then now at these facilities the illegals are being held at here in Texas, it's in the news today, they call them residents. So first don't call them illegal aliens, just call them aliens. Then don't call them immigrants, call them migrants. And now you just call them above the law. And again, nothing against the people themselves. They're absolutely desperate. They're absolutely like Obama phone lady. I've been honest to her face. She just doesn't know anything but the state. And then it's game over. Obama gave us a phone. He gonna do more. And so a lot of black folks in the inner city are mad at Obama right now because he's helping the illegals and not them. That's because they, you know, you got to put a worm on a hook to catch a fish. He already caught you. The globalist already caught you. But don't worry. There's not going to be a worm on the line once they catch him. And the country's almost there, almost ready to be fully butchered. And they got the whole police state ready for the collapse, and the cops will be like, the government said it was going to collapse, and they were right. Boy, the central government knows what's going on. Yeah, it's like arsonists that call the fire department and say a house is on fire. I mean, it's just so sick and so transparent. And, hey, where's the apologies to old Alex Jones out there? All the neocons, all the liberals, and all of you. I mean, it's all happening.
Why is the federal government accommodating people who are crossing in illegally with activities like basketball and ping pong and flat screen TVs in their rooms? And how does the federal government expect folks back in Central America to see these images through national news and think that it's dangerous to cross?
While residents are here at the Karnes County Residential Facility, we will provide a safe and humane environment. We realize that children could be of infancy up to 7 years old. We are in the state of Texas where it requires children that are in a detention facility to go to school to be provided these activities.
By the way, folks, that's out of the town outside San Antonio.
Going through the immigration.
Now, I want to explain something. We're going to go over and come back with your calls. I want to explain something here. If you go see the movie Elysium, that's open border propaganda. They just swipe a card, and suddenly the whole third world can live forever and be rich and live on space stations. And it's the same thing. If you can get here, you're going to be in heaven. That's not really true. And in the movie, it's children that are sick, and that's the reason that the bad guys on Elysium need to be dealt with, because they don't want to take care of the poor children. And the Democrats have said on MSNBC, Melissa Harris-Perry, that they are using kids to sell the end of the border. They're quite honest. They know how bleeding heart America is compared to everybody else. And it's totally cold-blooded. Because the kids are only the foot in the door. To legalize the 30 million illegals that are here, the tens of millions more that are pouring across. This is a military, asymmetrical takeover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.